everyone. This is Sister You Actually Wanted to Know with Lady Billy Day. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh man, she usually does like 10 episodes in a season. Last episode was episode 5. She's taking a break. She'll be back. No, that's not what happened at all. I just gave up. I say this every time and it's just so pitiful. Like, life gets in the way and I have nothing else to say about that. So, but I hope you guys have been well. It's very, very cold outside. Like, you guys know I live in Maryland, and literally overnight it went from like 70 degrees outside, nice, cool, all you need is a light jacket kind of weather. It's literally like 25 degrees outside and it is freezing, and it's the day before Thanksgiving and I did not think it was going to be this cold. So I don't know if it's like, I don't know what, but it's usually never this cold this early. So the world and the earth are going to the buckets at this point, I guess. But anyway, that's the situation. Wherever you are, I hope you are warm, snuggly. I hope that you are enjoying this time with loved ones. Because for some reason, when it gets really cold, all you want to do is snuggle up with somebody you love. And something really important, at work, every month we have like somebody who comes to brief us on like some sort of topic. It could be like a customer we're supporting, they'll come and brief us about their organization or something like that. But this month was suicide awareness and prevention. And I wanted to bring it up because we are going into the holidays. And for those of you guys who know me, I don't celebrate any major holiday. However, there are a lot of people who do. The vast majority of people on earth celebrate some sort of holiday. And November, December are really tough for some people, especially for those who have lost someone close to them, or those who don't have close family members, or anything like that. And it just kind of put it into perspective that there are people who are really, really going through things at this time. Especially, I have a coworker who, her mother had passed, and it was just so hard for her to just, it's hard for her. And I know that that's a lot, that happens to a lot of people. So if you are going through something, seek help. Seek a friend, seek a buddy, seek me. I'm always here to talk, especially if you slide my DMs. It goes down in the DMs. Anyway, you're never alone. And if you are alone, there is one person on earth who will always talk to you. And that's me. So get the help that you need. Take this time to be rejuvenated, to relax. Take time off work, because that's what the heck I'm doing. For real, because look, I've been stressed. I work in Washington, D.C., and the drive, the commute, the anxiety, I need the break. So take this break, take this time to be with your family, and take this time to just woosah, give yourself a spa day, get your toes done. I know it's winter, which also bothers me because I dislike when people are like, oh, it's winter, so I don't need to get my toes done, which is okay. I get it. Like, you know, you're not walking on the beach, so you don't need to show your toes. But, you know, at least, you know, do your toes yourself, check your cuticles, something like that. So, you know, shout out to Boots and Socks for, you know, their feature on this album. Once again, being as loud as they possibly can. Speaking of albums, what else has happened while I have been gone? Adele dropped Nothing But Flames. Why does the computer do this? Like, it dings when I'm trying to make an episode. How do I turn the ding off? Let me turn the sound off. I don't know how to do this. I don't use Macs. Oh, Siri, okay.
Okay. Siri here. Let me know if I can help.
Oh my god, I don't know how to turn off the freaking ding on the on this freaking Mac. Okay, well, I don't know how to do it, and you know what I can do? I can do not disturb in the search. Do not disturb. Okay, it's bringing up Wikipedia, and it's bringing up Downton Abbey. That's nice. Okay. I really do apologize, you guys, for any of the dings you're gonna hear. Oh god, that's so annoying. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to it. Anyway, I was talking about Adele. Adele dropped some straight fire heat. And if you are home alone, turn a candle on, turn your bed warmer, get in the bed, play some Adele, cry. I am in a happy, healthy, functioning relationship with a man who loves me, but I definitely am going to cry when Adele talks about how this man disrespected her. So please, go listen to Adele or something, because I lived for it. Listen to Adele and this time before she goes back into the shadow realm. Also, speaking about Adele, did you guys see when she did that proposal for that guy? She turned off all the lights and the guy came out and he proposed to his girlfriend. And then the lights came on and there was Adele and she sang to them. Oh my God. This is nothing to do with history. So let's get into it. This is history you actually wanted to know with Lady Billy Day. Okay, so if you haven't guessed already, the title of this episode is going to be What the Heck is Greek Mythology? And I picked this because, you remember when I had told you guys a little while back, that I was taking like some online history courses because that was like the first time in a long time I got to study something I really, really wanted to. And it was a really heavy focus on the Odyssey, which is a great, like, classic book. Anyway, so it was talking about Odysseus and his son Telemachus and, like, all his struggles with the Trojans and crap. And then I thought to myself, like, yeah, I could go into Greek mythology, which I plan to do at some point. But Greek mythology is so freaking extensive and long and complicated and gross that why not talk about what the heck it is and why it's a thing? So, just to start off, mythology in general, is how people in ancient civilizations were able to explain the unknown. For example, if there is lightning, I don't know what the F or the heck lightning is. It must be some dude in the sky who is making these weird things in the sky. Does that make sense? Or like, oh, there's a freaking tsunami. There must be things in the earth that are making the earth do weird things, which makes the water do weird things, which means there's somebody in the earth and the water. Does that make sense? Like, and I kind of understand where they were coming from, because if you have no concept of like, oh, lightning is just like the clouds and the electricity doing crap, that makes sense to me. But back then there was no electricity and stuff. So, in order to justify that, you begin to start making gods or these beings who have these superpowers. For example, when the Greeks attempted to justify the seasons, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall, I still did that incorrectly because there is winter at the beginning of the year. Let's start that again. Spring, summer, fall, winter, when they attempt to explain the four seasons, there's nothing that's like, oh, in my head, this is the earth tilting on its axis while it's going around the sun. We're making things work. But they didn't have that concept yet. So they justified this with Persephone, Zeus, Demeter, and Hades. So I'm going to take a small break and just explain that story, you know, because I love the story of Persephone. Basically, Persephone is the daughter of Zeus, who is the king of the gods, and her mother is Demeter, who is not Zeus's wife. She's just some other god. Yeah. Anyway, so one day, Hades, the god of the underworld, who is also Zeus's brother, I know, comes up from the underworld and he sees this, like, this little IG model or whatever, and snatches her up and takes her to the underworld. Demeter comes back. And she's like, where is my daughter? She goes to Zeus and says, what's up? And he said, yeah, I gave her to Zeus, you know. Now she's my daughter and my niece. And Demeter's like, oh, absolutely not. So then she starts to become, like, angry. She becomes erratic and she starts making, like, the weather do weird things. So Zeus is like, the humans are panicking. Stop this. Stop it right now. So They come up with this elaborate scheme. So at the end of it, Persephone is able to come up on Earth for 6 months out of the year, and then she goes down to the underworld for 6 months out of the year. How do we rationalize this as a Greek? We say when she's up on Earth, we have spring, we have summer. Demeter is very happy. She's making the weather great. She's making the crops grow. However, 6 months after that, and Persephone goes back to the underworld, Demeter is upset. We have fall, we have winter, there are no crops, the earth sucks. That is how we explain the seasons. And again, if you have no other way to say that this is the earth turning on its axis and bam, this is how you explain what the seasons are, because you have no other way to explain these phenomenon. Does that make sense? They also did this to give some sort of personification to the strength of animals, if that makes sense. Like, you have a strong bull, you have like a noble, I don't know, what animal is noble? Like a lion or something? Anyway, Zeus will often take on the embodiment of an animal. For example, sometimes he would come down as a swan. A lot of times he would come down as an eagle. That's why we have like eagles being like this noble entity, like it's flying in the sky, the bald eagle, whoa, America. It's because Zeus takes on this persona, and Zeus is the king of the gods. He's supposed to be above reproach, which he never is. But he comes down as the eagle. He also comes down as a bull at one point. He does come down as a bull to rape a woman, unfortunately. But he's coming down as a bull. He usually comes down as animals that are seen as inherently good. He doesn't come down as, I don't have any knowledge of him coming down as like a cricket or a spricket. Or if you don't know what a spricket is, it is this terrible being that lives in America, and it's a mix of a cricket and a spider, and it jumps in your home, and for some reason it can jump higher than a standard cricket. It is from the underworld, and if any god was going to be him, it would be Hades. This animal is terrible. Do not look up a spricket on Google, because you will be just as traumatized as the rest of Americans. And I think that is why America has such a hard time with just being emotionally stable and being a decent country, because of the sprickets. Back to it. Anyway, the Greeks are not the only people who did this. You know, ancient civilizations like the Egyptians, you did this to justify whatever. Mesoamericans also did this to justify whatever. So it's not just unique to them. It's also a way for humans to justify their own emotions. So, for example, Zeus is a big, lusty man. He has lots of kids. He likes to have sex. He likes to do whatever. His wife is a very jealous woman. She likes to turn females into animals, whatever. However, this is oftentimes how a lot of human beings act. So it kind of gives justification to it, like, oh, I am a lusty old man. So is Zeus. So it's cool. You know, sometimes it's cool. My husband keeps cheating on me, so I'm going to stab everyone. Hera does that too, so it's cool. Kinda. But anyway, the gods are given human-like emotions. So they're very relatable to humans. But that also means that the gods are also very revengeful. They're very vindictive. They are very like, I'm going to get you before you get me, or I'm just going to get you for no reason at all. But a lot of times this is exactly what humans do. So when humans approach the gods, they approach them in a way that they themselves would want to be approached. They're looking inward and create what they see inward. Oh, that was kind of deep, kind of. They create what they see in themselves. They create what they see in themselves. The Greeks create themselves. It's one big circle. It's one big cycle. A circle of life. Yeah. Okay, so that is another reason. And they also create godlike creatures to stretch the truth or overemphasize other human beings. For example, if there was to be a human walking around on Earth who was just a very strong dude, or a very good-looking dude, over time, the story would be like, oh, he's a good-looking dude. My dad was the dude who's a good-looking dude. He's my dad now. He's a nice-looking dad. He's my grandpa. He's a good-looking grandpa. He's my great-grandfather. He's a good-looking grandfather. We change all that to Hercules. Does that make sense? Like, there's this over-exaggeration of humans. So a very strong man who could probably pick up like a boulder eventually gets turned into like this huge deity or this legend. And this is where things like Hercules comes from, or King Minos, or things like that. This is where this comes from people in real life whose abilities are over-exaggerated. So if someone's very strong, he can pick up a boulder or, I don't know, a shed. Oh, he must come from Zeus. He must be a demigod. He must be something, because we can't explain why this dude is so strong. He might just be a strong dude. There's nothing special about him other than he can pick up a very strong boulder. But we can create gods from this because we cannot explain why he is so strong, or we can't explain, or we're trying to make legends. And when legends keep going and keep going, they become truth. Does that make sense? I'm saying that so often because I really want to make sure I'm getting my point across. In Greek mythology, or in lots of ancient cultures, legend oftentimes comes from truth. Truth becomes exaggerated. Exaggerated becomes legend. Legend then again becomes truth. I'm hoping that makes sense. Should I explain that again? Okay. Truth. This guy is really strong. Exaggeration. He must come from Zeus, possibly. Legend. There's this really strong guy who's a demigod, and he comes from Zeus. Hundreds of years later, this guy is Hercules. This is truth. He is Hercules. I hope that makes sense. Oh, I said it again. Crap. Anyway, that is why very strong people are associated with being gods, like gladiators. They're like, oh, he must be getting some help from Zeus. He must be getting some help from Apollo. He's so quick on his feet. Yeah, Nike must be sponsoring him. Oh, crap. Do you get that? Okay, Nike was the goddess of victory. And like if you won in the... Okay, victory, you mean you win, but also victory. And then Nike, the company, gets sponsored by Nike. Hoo-hoo, child. I'm stretching it. Anyway. Greek mythology is also perpetuated by the classics like the Iliad, the Odyssey. Homer is out here saying a whole bunch of things. So, like I said again, this is legend, and legend becoming truth. So, for example, the Odyssey. There's the Trojan War, Helen of Troy, Paris, Achilles, Patroclus. We don't know. It is unlikely that any of those people actually existed, or even if there was a quote-unquote Trojan War. However, this classic becomes so retold and told and told again, the concept of it becomes truth. Oh my god, here we go. The concept of it becomes truth. And once Greeks begin to read these classics, and the authors of these classics are giving these personifications to gods, people are beginning to say, oh, Zeus looks like this. Hera looks like this. Demeter looks like this. Oh, Eros looks like this. You know what I'm saying? So in my head, in a modern sense, when you think about God or gods or whoever you worship, you don't necessarily think of gods as like a person that looks like you or me. In most religions, not all of them. You think of God as a spiritual being, right? Not necessarily a human. However, in these classics, Zeus is like, you know, if an author is saying, yeah, Zeus has an 8-pack with like pecs, gray hair, he's looking good. People are going to begin to think, oh, that's what Zeus looks like. We're going to make temples with what we think Zeus looks like. But in all actuality, a god is most likely like a spirit kind of creature that doesn't have any human qualities at all. But the classics are giving human qualities to gods. There we go. And in addition to the classics, we also have people who are telling like folk stories or entertainment that's beginning to turn into actual fact. It's not really fact, but for example, Artemis, the goddess Artemis, goddess of the hunt, like arrows and shooting things. Yes, the goddess Artemis decides to help deliver Alexander the Great. So in delivering Alexander the Great, she is unable to save her own temple from being destroyed. Okay, that's probably a legend somebody came up with at some point, right? Okay, but eventually somebody's going to keep telling it. And then someone's going to tell it again. And they're going to tell it again. And eventually he's like, oh, Alexander the Great was delivered by a goddess. He must be destined for great things. You see what I'm saying? Like 5 minutes ago, this was like a story. Now it's a thing. This is why we understand Greek mythology to be so mythical. It's because there's no basis for a lot of things that are happening. Like, we understand that this is legend that just keeps getting retold, and so people say it's the real thing. Eventually, the Greek gods begin to evolve over time. So as the Roman Empire begins, or whatever time period, people, like, gods like Jupiter. Jupiter was very popular during Rome. Jupiter was very popular during the Roman civilization. However, Jupiter was actually Zeus. So Zeus turns into Jupiter. You see what I'm saying? They are the same exact thing, just different names. You know? Also, Greek mythology has a huge impact on our society today in a lot of ways that you don't think. For example, in modern times, I'm saying William Shakespeare, because technically this is the modern era of William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare makes a ton of references to mythologies and plays. For those of us who are millennials, we have Percy Jackson, the lightning thief, the goat. You know what I'm saying? We also have the months of the year. The majority of the months of the year are referenced to Roman gods, but some of them have reference to Greek. For example, Janus is a Greek god. He looks back and forward, so you're looking forward to the new year, looking back at the old year. You know what I'm saying? May, Maya, the goddess Maya. July is Roman. Anyway, did you know that July is named after Julius Caesar? But he's Roman, so that doesn't really work here. But still, the Little Mermaid, King Triton, holds Poseidon's trident. So he's supposed to be Poseidon, but they just called him King Triton, maybe because it was a kids' movie. Whatever. The original Olympics were held to honor Zeus. We still continue to hold the Olympics every 4 years, except for this time because of COVID. So it was already five. It was fifth year. Anyway. The term Achilles' heel from Greek myth. For those of us who are also still millennials, we have the video game series called God of War. We have Kratos, whose father is Zeus. He's a Spartan. It was also voted Game of the Year, the latest game. Yeah. Was voted Game of the Year, and the sequel comes out next year. So if you're a millennial, get excited. And there are a ton of companies who make reference to Greek gods. For example, like I said earlier, the goddess Nike, the goddess of victory, is the company is named after her. Versace, the fashion designer, the company, the emblem on their company logo is Medusa. Very sad story about Medusa. High level, I'm telling it. Anyway, Medusa, she was a beautiful priestess or whatever. And I believe it was Poseidon. Anyway, Poseidon was like, she looks good. I fact checked this. I think it was Poseidon. Anyway, oh, she looks good. Let me talk to her. And she was like, no, I'm a priestess. I can't do this. I think she was a priestess of Athena. Artemis. Oh my god. Anyway, for a fact, she was a priestess. And Poseidon rapes her. She calls out to whatever goddess she was a priestess for. The goddess comes down and is disgusted with her. I don't know how that works. Anyway, the goddess is disgusted with her and turns it into Medusa. Medusa is, if you look at Medusa, or she looks at you, you turn into stone. She's a lady that has all the snakes on her hair. You know who I'm talking about. We have NASA, who constantly uses, like, the Apollo mission, or, like, the Apollo shuttle. Apollo is a god. Cereal, if you didn't know, is named after Ceres, or the god of grain. Ah! Or Hermes, the fashion brand, is actually named after Hermes, who is a messenger god. I don't know how those correlate, a messenger god and a designer bag, but you get my idea. Anyway, so at some point I will be going over Greek Mythology 101, but that's going to be a couple of episodes because Greek mythology is really, really tough to, like, encapsulate in one episode. That's probably like a whole podcast dedicated to Greek mythology. But at least you now know why Greek mythology was a thing, how it came to be, and how it is perpetuated over time. So, I think that's about it. Nobody really believes in Greek mythology anymore unless you're Percy Jackson, who is the lightning thief. But that's about it. But if you happen to read the Iliad or anybody from the Greek classics, you'll see what I mean when it says, like, this is a book, and then the book becomes truth over time. So, that's really about it. Again, I'm so sorry for being away. If, like I said, if you celebrate any holidays, take this time to relax, rejuvenate, get yourself together. I know for a fact that today I'm going to clean my house. I'm going to love up on my doggies. I'm going to love up on Mr. Darcy. I'm going to do some laundry, clean my bathroom. That has nothing to do with me time at all, but it's things I wouldn't normally be able to do in the middle of the week. Anyway, I am so happy to share this information with you. As always, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should, please, at Lady Billy Day. That's Lady B-I-L-L-I-E Day. A-B-I-L-L-I-E Day. A-B-I-L-L-I-E Day. You better follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, and if you need someone to talk to if you're feeling sad, you can follow me or DM me on Instagram. And if you don't want to talk to me, there's resources you can talk to. Don't feel sad this holiday season, because you got a friend in me. Bam! Okay. Yeah, that was awful. Speaking of awful, you want to hear a dad joke before I log off? I was talking to my boss. And thank you, Boots. I was talking to my boss. And I always call him, like, Young, his name. And he was like, And he was like, Billy, why do you always call me, like, Young Beep? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, I'm pretty old. I'm like 57, I'm old as crap. And I was like, no, I'm not calling you Young because you're young. I'm calling you Young because that is your rapper name. And he was like, boy. And I was like, yes. And yesterday he hit me with, like, a joke. So he said, Billy, he calls me on my phone, Billy, I wrapped up all my Christmas gifts. And I was like, I don't celebrate Christmas, but even I know that people aren't wrapping up gifts this early. It's not even Black Friday. And I was like, boss, it's not even Black Friday. Like, I mean, you're going to miss all the bargains, but do you, boo? And he was like, no, I had to buy the wrapping paper right now. And I had to wrap up the gifts right now. And I was like, why? He said it was because the wrapping paper was so cheap. And I was like, what? How cheap was it? Because I know sometimes a Target is expensive. And he was like, the wrapping paper was 50 cents. I told him that was the worst joke I'd ever heard. So, share that joke with your family. Get a kick out of it. Anywho, as always, I adore all of you guys from wherever you're listening. And like I said, what other place? Oh, there's somebody who listens to me in Jordan. What? If you're listening to me in Jordan, yeah, you're a vibe. And I love you. Anyway, let me get off because I've been talking and my mouth is kind of dry. And I actually have to do some laundry before my husband comes home because he's going to be like, what have you done all day? Nothing. Oh, God. Anyway, thank you so much. This is History You Actually Wanted to Know with Lady Billy Day. And let me hit you with the ASMR because I have a fruit snack wrapper.